talk further on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back to the Nightside Project. It's a week of celebrity exploitation. Let me put a finer point on that. Dead celebrity exploitation as a new Michael Jackson film rolls out this week.
That sounds so harsh.
And DirecTV continues to roll their commercial featuring a...
Chris Farley, we'll say.
Dead Chris Farley.
Yes.
Hawking cable television, satellite television.
Ethan, I got a text from a friend that said, hey, the person with the most posthumous, sales of music. This might surprise you. Kurt Cobain.
That doesn't surprise me.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I would think Elvis.
No, dude.
You know, John Lennon.
He
mentioned, he made sure to point out. But that was before MJ. That was before Michael Jackson died. I would think that over time, Michael Jackson, just like he did it while he was alive, will probably surpass anybody in terms of sales
and
records.
We've got a special guest here on the line with us. We have Colin House, the CEO of iFollow.com. That's iFollow.com. Colin, thanks so much for joining us on the Nightside Project.
Thanks for having me, guys. Great to be with you.
Now, iFollow.com is a celebrity website, kind of taking the flip side, and it's really kind of rooted in the perspective and the experiences of the fans. But listen, from the perspective that you've gotten within the entertainment world, what do you think about what's going on this week, specifically, you know, the Michael Jackson film?
Look, you know, the film's okay, but I think this is just another big money spin deal out there. You know, producers want to make money. They want to show one side of Michael. Mm-hmm. But I think what happens is the fans, they really have a different perspective. You know, there's a lot of question about what Michael Jackson was really like. You know, was he the king of pop or was he, you know, a weird individual?
Yeah.
And I think the fans really want to remember him as a real person.
Yeah.
Not as, you know, some mythical figure out there.
Well, and especially when it's a group like the Jackson family, you know, or his handlers kind of spinning this thing up. It's just, I mean, if there was ever a weirder bunch of people, I'm a fan of different celebrities, and I would hate to think that after all I'd done to support their careers, buying movie tickets, buying CDs, whatever else, that I would just be fed some sort of, you know, death spin as a final memorial. I'd absolutely hate that.
Yeah, and I think that's really the premise behind why I started iFollow, was because, you know, you look at the celebrity lives today, that, you know, it's chaos. The only time you really see them is when they're on the front page of some tabloid in some, you know, weird situation, sensationalized. These people really have a whole different side to their personalities.
Yeah.
So that's what iFollow is. It really gives the fans an opportunity to share what these people are really like to their fans, not just on the front page of a tabloid.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people that look at celebrity journalism, which is what they're calling it. Celebrity journalism gets so much attention now, a lot more than it's ever gotten. Do you think that contributes to this as well?
Oh, that's what makes it even more inflammatory. Absolutely, we've got to balance it out and give it a little bit more, you know, unbiased, you know, not sensationalized approach, and that's really what we're about.
Yeah. Let me ask you something, Colin. As I look at iFollow.com, I see people who have shared their experiences meeting, here's Mia Farrow, here's Prince Albert of Monaco, Sammy Hagar, I mean, just every different kind of celebrity that you could have, from politics to business to movies and music. And I correlate that, you know, these are people online talking about the time they met their favorite celebrity. And I correlate that with this text that we just got in at 57500. It says, Tommy Boy is the greatest comedy ever, and Chris loved doing that movie.
How did somebody put
I think he would have loved the DirecTV
well,
spin.
One, they're calling him Chris like they were friends. And then two, talking about... Anytime somebody says it's what they wanted, well, that bothers me. That bothers
but
at
here's
funerals, it bothers me with celebrities, especially because we do feel like that we somehow have become their family members, closest confidants of some sort.
Well, you can understand. I mean, you see that, right, Colin? You see these people, you know, not in a creepy way, but absolutely in a very personal way. They become attached to the celebrities.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we clearly see them as, they really see them as family. But here's the real clincher, right? If you look at all, you know, the noise out there, especially when Michael Jackson died, right? There was, you go search any of the websites, they almost shut the web down, literally.
Yeah.
And most of the people on there, it was a bunch of fans with opinions, just like the text, right? A lot of people have opinions out there, and some of them think Michael Jackson was the greatest, some of them think he was a nutcase. You know, those are opinions. What we're trying to get is have people that have truly met the guy shared real life experiences with him. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. I'm reading right.
Let's get real experiences.
I'm reading right now, and I follow an encounter with John McCain, and here's how it starts out. John McCain drives me crazy, but he's a nice man. Because people can rate if they were nice in person, if they're hot, if they're smart, if they're grounded, if they're arrogant. And I think that those are pretty interesting. I wonder if people end up actually kind of learning more about these people through something like iFollow, get to know them a little bit more.
Well,
because when I hear stories like that, you go, oh, cool, it'd be cool to meet John McCain. But then when you hear the negative ones, you go, I hate that I just read that. I wanted to keep in my mind the thought
the good
of this
times.
Person. Yeah.
Well, Colin, coming from the point of view that our relationship with our celebrities, despite the fact that they are almost completely impersonal, take on such a personal element, are you surprised that people have such strong negative reactions to things like the Michael Jackson documentary or the Tommy Boy ad?
Of course not. It doesn't surprise me in the least. I think the fans are going to have really strong reactions. But then it goes back to, you know, what do they really want to know? Do they really want to understand and remember Michael Jackson and Chris Farley as what they were really like as real people? Or, you know, are the family just out to make additional money, or the producers out to make another, you know, several million dollars on it?
You know, it occurs to me, I was complaining a little bit earlier before we brought you on the air, that I believe, despite the fact that legally their families own the name and their families own the legal elements of their lives, I think that there's a moral case to be made that we all kind of own a part of the larger image, of the larger legacy of these major celebrities. And I guess a website like iFollow.com could be a place where perhaps we could kind of lay claim to that. You know, despite the fact that we have no legal claim, for example, to Michael Jackson or Chris Farley, we can still flex our muscles a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Share your real experiences with them. Get to know what these guys were really like. Not just on the screen or on the red carpet. What were they really like in person?
Yeah. All right. Chris House, CEO of iFollow.com. I called you Chris. Chris no. Farley. Colin House, CEO of iFollow.com. That's iFollow.com. I'm going to get on there and share the time I met Ethan Hawke. That's what I'm going to do. Colin, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, appreciate you having me.
We got to go straight to news. We're going to get your traffic update as well. Check this out. A text. We just got 6 inches of snow in Tooele and still coming down hard. The roads are slicked. We'll get you a full traffic report up next. You're listening to the Nightside Project.